welcome to Bangor Community Church Podcast. We pray that you will be blessed today as you hear the Word of God.
So this morning, I just want to end this year with you with a very major objective, and it is with a focus that doesn't look back with regret or with longing that it could continue on, but with the realization that there is a brand new year stretched out before you, full of all the purpose of God for you. For those of you that are not even saved maybe today, God's got a plan for your life and purpose. He has a destiny for every man and woman that comes onto the planet. We don't have to wonder what we're going to do. Are we going to make it? All we have to do is plug into God through Christ. All we have to do is become one with Him and His family. And when we do that, the plan and purpose of God is already on its way. It's like getting married into, it's getting born into a wealthy family that that has established a, let's say, an international or worldwide business that is prominent to most people on the planet. They know the name of the company and so on. And you can imagine what being born into that sort of family will mean as far as well-being is concerned and finance and so on. So many opportunities will be open unto you. Well, when you're born again, when you take Christ into your heart as your Savior, become a son of the living God through Christ, you're born into the greatest family that anybody could ever try to even imagine. Hallelujah. You can't begin to describe its splendor, its benefits, its love, its protection. Oh, it's awesome. And you're looking at me like, this is a Sunday morning service. Yeah, this is the truth of it. You know, if you're not hearing what I'm saying, I have nothing to say to you. I have nothing to say to you. I have one ability in being able to stand before you, and it's to share what I know, what I have, the privilege of being able to have enjoyed for so long, and that is that Jesus Christ is Lord, He's the Savior of man, He's the healer of broken bodies, He fixes broken and damaged minds, He restores marriages, He builds up and edifies families. With God, nothing's impossible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Never wait for a sermon. Never wait for somebody to preach. Don't hang on the words. Be listening for what God is saying to you. That's what it's about. If you don't come to hear Him, you're wasting your time. I'm serious. Because you'll just hear some stuff, and all it'll do is penetrate this. But when you are reaching out to hear what God has to say for you, to you, you will hear it above everything that's being said, and it doesn't matter how many other people are there, you will hear it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I'm going to turn you to a scripture. To Exodus chapter 14. And this morning I'm going to share something of a testimony, and yet it's more importantly this word. If you have Exodus chapter 14. This is a passage dealing with the Exodus, the children of Israel coming out of bondage, leaving Egypt, and making their way from Egypt to the promised land. It's very, very easy for you and I to get a parallel in this line, this storyline, in that you and I are born again. We came and left the world behind us, its ways, its standards. We left behind us and we started the journey this way. And in our endeavor to go this way, everything that was here is trying to pull you back into it. Everything is stalking you, if you like. All the things you did, all the people you knew that probably and were not in many cases good for you at all, it's all trying to pull you back, and yet you're trying to go this way. And that's what this time of the year represents in our lives. especially as Christians, going forward into a new year. But we're going forward into what? And that's the thing. And that's what we need to hear from God. So I'm going to break into this at verse 15. Now remember, they've left Egypt. They're on their way to their promised land. And no longer have they started the journey. And Pharaoh and his army, you know the story, come up behind them. And the Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward." Now the picture, the situation that they find themselves in just prior to God speaking to him this way was they're making their way towards the promised land, and then suddenly they see this huge cloud of dust and realize that all the Egyptian army with Pharaoh in the lead is behind them with all their chariots and horsemen. They're coming to take them back and make them their slaves again. And so these are coming up. The dust is getting thicker and closer to them. And Moses is standing there, not because he doesn't want to keep going forward, but because that's the only thing to do. You've got these guys coming up behind you. But as he goes forward, he realizes they're trapped. In front of them, there's an enemy behind and a huge Red Sea in front of him. What does he do? He calls out to God. And God says this to him. The Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward." I'm going to stop it there. Tell the children of Israel to go forward. Ha ha ha. That's easy, isn't it? Yeah, it's easy, isn't it? You should be doing that. It's not easy. He's already seen that this way, he's got the enemy behind him, not just a few, but many, and in front, he's got a huge batch of water, and he's stuck in the middle. And here's God says, go forward. Some of this is by way of testimony, I think, if I'm to be honest with you. In my beginning journey for more of God, I just read this through. I read it through this Bible, and one book stood out in my life and experience, and it was Exodus. It was Moses, his life. He became such an example to me. He was just a man. He wasn't Jesus in human form. He was just another man. And the things that were able to happen in his life. And as I continually read and would reread, the things that happened in his life happened because of something. And it was because of one thing, his relationship with God. His with God. Not God's with, his with God. Did you hear what I've just said? Not God's relationship with him. God loves him. He's got the whole caboodle. It's Moses' relationship with God. And that absolutely amazed me, still amazes me. But through it, there were certain things that got through into me. And I started, I suppose, just by the Holy Spirit to understand. And this is one of them. In God, in the walk with God, I found this. You always go forward. You always go forward. You see, it seems easy for someone to look at that and say, well, Moses, why don't you go on forward? Well, Moses wasn't dithering. Moses, as I've already said, was confronted by an enemy behind him and an impossible impasse of water in front of him. It wasn't that he wasn't willing to go and do what God says. How can he do this? How can he do it? And that's where you and I get stuck. And that's why, if we're not careful, we're going to live a 2019 the same as we've lived 2018. And we're going to have the same sort of harvest spiritually and in every other way in 2019 that we've had in 2018 because we haven't learned something. And that is continue to go forward in God no matter the circumstance. That's the key. Go forward. Things change when you go forward. But how do you go forward? If Moses had carried on going forward like that, would he have made it? Will you and I make it if we just keep going forward anyway? You go forward in your faith in God. That faith has become part of your DNA. You know that God is not a man that he would lie. Hallelujah. You know that his promises are yea and amen in Jesus Christ. His word can never fall to the ground void, but it will always accomplish whatever he has said it will. It will always accomplish it. If he has said it, it will happen. But it takes somebody to believe it enough to continue to go forward based upon the promise, no matter the circumstances. And so what I'm saying right now, it's important, not so much how you and I end up this year. You can't do much left with what's left. But you can charter your course for 2019. Now, this side of it. This is this side of Jordan, you see. You can charter your course. I've learned something from this years ago. I wasn't even aware for many years that it was part of my lifestyle. But from way back then when I was let's say, till today, it's been operating. I've learned always to continue to go forward. Doesn't matter the issue. Now you say, well, Pastor, that's great, but how do you do that? I'd want to do that. I'd love to do that, but how do you do that? Well, you see, the issue is this. You and I can never do it on our own. You can never do it on your own. For Moses to do what he did was totally dependent upon whether he really trusted God. Because there was an enemy here and there was an impossibility here. You can never get away from faith that believes and therefore works. You hear me say to you, and I'll say it again this morning, faith is not an emotion. Faith isn't a knowledge in the head. Faith is simply this. For the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So what is faith? The word of God is faith. Faith is the word of God. This believed enough to live by it and thereby do it. That's what faith is. If you are reading this Bible and not doing what it says, you do not have faith. Because the evidence of faith is that you are walking in righteousness. The Bible says all unrighteousness is sin. So when I'm not walking according to this word, living according to the promises of God, I am walking in sin. Now, what is sin? Let's get carried away with that three-lettered word that connotates such a horrible picture. Oh, sin is not trusting God. Is that right? Sin is not trusting God. Adam and Eve trusted the devil, that serpent that came into the garden, more than they trusted God. And it was because of that that you and I today need a Savior. And Jesus, God the Son, had to come down to this earth to go through what he did. So we need to understand that unrighteousness is not believing God and therefore not doing the keeping the word in our lives. There are others that try to keep the word, but it's legalistic. There is no faith. They're doing it because the Bible says you've got to do it. But faith only works out of love. And if God loves us and has given us his word, we know that there's going to be a performance of that which he has spoken. We spoke about it recently. Mary, mother of Jesus, got a grasp of that. When the angel came and told her the impossible, she simply said, "This is faith, guys." No, she didn't say this is faith. I'm saying to you, this is faith. She said to the angel, "Let there be a performance of all that you've said." That's faith. That's faith. And she not only opened the door for the baby Jesus to be born, but for her to be the mother of it. Faith. Let there be a performance. She was one with God in this thing. You and I have got to become one with God. As we enter this new year, you've got to forget this old one. You can thank him for the blessings of it, but it's no longer relevant to you. It's gone. When we step Monday night, Tuesday morning into this new year, 2019, this one's gone. And it's a whole new period of time. So, going forward, how do you just go forward? Well, you do, but, and I think I need to just take you somewhere to give you a very simple, I think, insight into what it means to be able to go forward in faith. Let's go to Psalms 1. I hope you know this psalm. It's the most powerful psalm. In this psalm, we have the promises of God for us. We have the plan and purpose of God for us. We have in this the ability to see the way forward. But it's only if you are a believer and you read. You know, I don't know. I trust you read your Bible. I trust you read your Bible. If you don't read it much and if you have no pattern, I want to encourage you to change and have a pattern. I'm going to suggest that you read each day. One chapter of Proverbs, one chapter of Psalms, and across a whole week, read one gospel. Hear that? Each day, one chapter of Proverbs, one chapter of Psalms, and through the 7 days, read one whole gospel. And start to see what happens when you read this, having asked God to grant to you the spirit of wisdom, Ephesians chapter 1, 15, 16, 17, 18. Grant to me the spirit of wisdom and revelation. You're asking God to do this for you in the knowledge of yourself, that the eyes of my understanding, not these, the eyes of my heart, my spiritual man, the heart of my understanding will be enlightened, that I might know what are the riches of your inheritance in us, the saints, is, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power towards us that believe, according to the working of your mighty power that you wrought in Christ Jesus when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above every principle. Wow. Just ask God before you open to read that chapter of Proverbs, that chapter of Psalms, that gospel. Ask the Holy Spirit to draw back the curtains of your understanding that you will understand and hear God talking to you. So it's not printer's ink and paper. The Spirit of God speaks with your spirit, and you know, not with this, but with this. Hallelujah. I'm turning you to Psalm Psalms 1. Simple psalm, powerful psalm. You should know this by heart. If you don't, I encourage you to get hold of it so as you read it enough to know it, that you can live by it. Psalm 1 is, save time to start and quote it. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruits in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does prospers. And you say, what's the connection, Pastor? Connection is simply this. When we put God first, then God automatically deals with the rest. Simply the case. When what we need to learn is the lesson of following after God. Just following after God. The rest takes care of itself when you do that. When you don't do that, when you haven't got a God who's given you the promise that you're really waiting for, you are busy, 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 busy doing everything you can to deal with that circumstance. But when you are honoring God, then you have God already taken care of it because he's given you his promise. And so to cross the Jordan and to continue to go forward, even though the Jordan's there, and until you do what God's told you to do, and that is go forward, you'll never have a solution to the impossible situation that is before you if you continue to go forward. That makes sense? So we have it here in these first three verses. Blessed is the man. It's interested in this. This is the Spirit of the Lord speaking to us in three simple ways. He's talking about those that walk a certain way, those that stand a certain way, and those that sit a certain way. That's what he's saying here. It's those that walk, those that stand, and those that sit a certain way. And he says it here, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Listen about that. Who doesn't live his life with the wisdom of the unsaved. He doesn't look to the world or for anyone else for the way to handle this problem or the direction to take in these circumstances. He looks to God, for the direction is here. What about that man? Well, the Bible says he's blessed. Blessed. Another word for that is happy. There's a big difference between being happy and sad, isn't there? When your head's in your hand and everything's going wrong around you, or you've got a situation that seems absolutely impossible, you don't know what to do. There's a big difference between being in that state and being happy. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Listen, if you want to be able to be like Moses, one that can go forward in impossible circumstances, but it's the way to go, then learn, first of all, not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't live according to the ways of the world. You don't need their wisdom. It's not wisdom. You need the wisdom that comes from above. And the only way you're going to get it is because you read it and learn what God's given you. This is the beginning of the journey to be able to always go forward, no matter the circumstances. Because God knows the end from the beginning. There is nothing he doesn't know, and there is nothing he isn't aware of, and there's nothing he cannot do. And so, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. I'm not going to embarrass you here this morning, but if you would be honest with me, I would enable us all together to be amazed probably at how many of us don't walk according to God's way, which is righteousness, but we walk with the wisdom of the world. Well, as for God, the Bible says his way is perfect. I'm talking about 2019. I'm talking about your life and mine being even better and greater than it's ever been to date. Why? Because we're living it God's way. We're understanding what it requires to be able to receive from God. What it requires is for us to be able to live and walk by faith, not feelings and not emotions and not thoughts here. But what? According to the promises of God. It's the only way to walk. And he says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Let me encourage you, church. Start finding out what does God say you should live like. Look at the things that God says. Read the chapters I've given you to read. And just read the Bible and you'll find, especially the New Testament, you'll find out how God wants you and me as a Christian to live. And then if you're not living that, if you're not doing that thing that God told you to do in the scriptures, then you back off because you need to. Because you are not walking by faith when you don't walk according to the word. The Bible says, I've quoted it already, all unrighteousness. I don't care what you think about it, and God doesn't care what I think about it. Unrighteousness is unrighteousness. Unrighteousness is contrary to the word. Doing it another way but the words. You can have your own reasons, and that's up to you, but there's no faith in your reasons. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I hope you're with me. God wants to see your life and mine and the life of this church and ministry of it in 2019 rack it up twice as what it was last year. And it can go far more than twice. It depends upon how many of us say 2019 is going to be God's way of living for me. I'm going to walk by faith, the word, not by sight. Not by emotions, not by counsel that isn't godly, this word. And when I'm responding to the Holy Spirit, believe me. I couldn't contain all of this as a sermon or whatever. I'm not sermonizing, not preaching, I'm sharing out of the Spirit. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path or the way of sinners. Mixes with the unsaved. And in so many cases, they don't even know you're born again. You've never touched their life for Jesus. You haven't allowed them to be aware that there's a lover out there that so loves that person that if only they knew it, they would give their life to him. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, and just they can carry on being like it. And he goes on, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Those that, silly him, look at him doing all that, you know. So one of the biggest things that come to my mind when I read a scripture like that in the body of Christ is the scornful. Silly billers, look at them. They give a tenth of their income plus to God. Why would you do that? And especially when you need it. That's a scornful to me. They're scorning the word of God. That's what they're doing. They're scorning the word of God. God said, blessed is the person. Blessed is the person that doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, doesn't stand in the midst of sinners and doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful. Already, before any issues come into their lives, they're already blessed. They've got God 110% there on them. They've got the backing of the promises of God. I'm reading this verse, this passage, because God dealt with me with this a long, long time ago. I understood in my spirit, man, the importance of Psalm 1. The way I live affects my tomorrow. Blessed is a man that doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. I want to listen to the word. Whether people choose to think I'm foolish for it, I'm going to walk according to the word. Make decisions based upon the word. Sits in the seat, stands in the way of sinners. I'm going to talk to somebody who, with what are the circumstances are about Jesus. Somehow. Stands in the way, sits in the seat of the scornful. I'm not going to mock this word. I'm going to say, you don't need to do that. You can mock the word of God, not just by speaking it out, but by not doing it. It's not important. And yet, every word of God is yea and amen, the Bible says, in Jesus Christ. So blessed is this person. Let's see what that looks like. His delight is in the law of the Lord, the word of the Lord. His delight is in it. And in his word, he meditates day and night. Blessed is the person that doesn't do these things, but does these things. That doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, stand in the way of sinners, sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in this word, he meditates day and night. Look then what the Bible says about him. He shall be like a tree planted by a river of water, perpetual supply. Do you know what a tree needs? All water. Water. He'd be like a tree planted by that supply all the time. It's always there by a river of water. Listen to what tells you about the tree. It talks about the tree, where is it? Planted by the river of water. I love the word planted. I love the word planted. You should pick up on the word planted. If you're a member of this church, you are planted. That means you have a contribution to make. That means you are here deliberately, not just an accident. I'm not an attendee. I'm planted. Hallelujah. It's a great word. Look at it in the scripture. It says, he is like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Listen to that. It wasn't an odd seed that found its way here by accident. God planted it there. Hallelujah. By the waters. Glory to God. And he's talking about you and me. He's saying the person, you or I, that walks this way are those who God plants in such a place and in such a way that we are blessed in every which way we could be blessed. He plants us in the right places. And it begins with us daring to believe him in every circumstance. Not when it's a big circumstance and I have to take this out of God's hands because he won't know how to handle this. This is a world thing, you know. You need to get some expert who's high up in the law or high up in the finances or high up in medicine. No. God planted this person. And when you and I get born again, he plants us. Do you know where he plants us? Into the body of Christ. You missed it. You missed it. I'm serious. You see, I love you. I love you enough to say something that you might be offended by. You missed it. But the truth is, he planted you in Jesus Christ. And if you don't understand how wonderful that is, because it's the church of Jesus Christ, you see. If you don't understand how wonderful that is, you haven't even begun to scratch the surface of being a part of a church. I'm talking about 2019 being in our lives and for the glory of God far greater than 2018. That's not going to happen just by us stepping into it without something stirring inside of our spirit man and changing the way we think and do certain things. And the way to get that change take place, you'll find in Psalm 1. It's a simple, I could take you to many other places, but that's simply and shortly communicated. He'll be planted by the rivers of water. Hallelujah. And brings forth its fruit in its season, and whose leaf also shall never fail. And whatsoever, Say that word with me. And whatsoever. Does that mean anything by any chance? Does it? Do you think that means anything? Come on, you chicken, chicken, chicken. Does that mean anything? Everything. And whatsoever. And whatsoever. Wait for it, I'm coming. Whatsoever he does will prosper. I'm not talking money. It will be well with you. Hallelujah. The Red Sea will part in 2019. If you can get a grasp, if the Spirit of the Lord can reach your spirit, if you'll let it pass from here into here and stop analyzing it with this and walk by faith on the basis that this is the Word of God. And when you start to do it, it's not a sermon, I am just sharing this word. And when you and I start to do it, then praise God. Hallelujah. You can be like Moses. Oh, they're coming this way, but God says go this way. And the brain doesn't switch on and say, but Lord, how am I going to get across the water? It just starts going that way. And when he reaches the water's edge, God says, what's that in your hand? He says, it's a rod. He says, hit the water with it. And what happened? And whatsoever he does, who does? He that doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, but only walks through life according to this word. He who doesn't listen to other people's advice, but only the advice of the word. He who doesn't hold back the love of God from the unsaved, but will share with them. He that doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful, looking at others that are doing things and saying, silly them. No. But whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and in whose word he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree. He shall be like a tree planted by the river. Hallelujah. That awesome? Amen. You know, we've got to reach in and help each other and to grab each other's spirit, if you like, and just open it up to this powerful word. We've got to love each other enough to say it as it is. I'm talking about the word. If we don't break this word, then there's nothing to eat. But this is the manna from heaven. This is the bread of life. Amen. I trust you heard the word. God wants you to go forward. If you don't go forward, now listen to me carefully now. If you don't go forward, you are but going to be controlled and governed by your circumstances. You go forward in spite of your circumstances, but based upon the promises of God. When you live righteousness, and I can take you to many scriptures, but that's simply put in Psalm 1. When you walk in righteousness, according to that word there, you're going to start seeing. Don't struggle with it. You've got to walk by faith. You've got to settle in your heart. You've got to sit yourself down sometime, and you've got to talk to yourself. I'm telling you all things that I've done or do. I give this man a good talk to every now and then. It's not a planned time. It's just I'm aware I need to I need someone to talk to me. And I talk to me on the basis of how maybe I'm reading something and it opens up. I say, wow. And then if I measure me against this, I say, oh, Lord. So I've got to talk to this man because he's not going to change unless I give him some instructions. And we move on. So I'm trying to share with you today from my heart, but through the word, that we may glorify God, not only in our lives, but as a local church in 2019, will touch our town with the gospel in such a way that can only come about because there are saints of God who walk by faith and not by sight, who love God enough to live the life amongst the unsaved and amongst the saved. To be there because they have firstly been with God through Christ. And therefore, because they've been with him and are with him, it affects the rest of their day and how they live it and how they communicate through that day to other people. We've got to continue to go forward, church. You've got to continue to go forward. I've got to continue to go forward.
Thank you for joining us. We look to God that he will direct your steps and blessings through this week. For more information, visit us at bangercommunitychurch.co.uk or find us on Facebook.